It's The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds. Hey, Ross.
How you doing, David? As you know, Pioneer Square, where we're coming from today, from the shoe building, is the original downtown. It goes back to 1852. And as you walk around Pioneer Square, you'll see tourists. You'll see some beautiful historic buildings. When you're here, you're close to the water. You're close to the stadiums. You're close to art and food. And you're close to the highest concentration of human services in the city. According to the Alliance for Pioneer Square, more than half of the neighborhood's 2,100 residents are homeless, living in one of the missions here or other transitional housing. Later this hour, we're going to talk to someone who used to live in the Union Gospel Mission in Pioneer Square and now works for the mission. But the first resident I'm talking to is Jen Kelly. She lives in Pioneer Square and writes about it on her blog, thenewpioneersquare.com. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what path took you to Pioneer Square? Where did you begin?
We had some friends that were living down here, and we got to see their loft and how unique it was, and the architecture and the small feel of the neighborhood, and it kind of piqued our interest in the neighborhood.
Now, you've written about the pros and cons of living in this neighborhood for your blog, The New Pioneer Square, and some of the advantages you mentioned are the loft, the character of the buildings. What is there that's great about the loft that you're able to live in here?
We have, for being in the middle of the city, we have a lot of space. We have a deck. It feels like a small community of neighborhoods. But it's just, you know, a historic richness of a loft that you don't really see in a lot of other neighborhoods in Seattle.
Do you spend a lot of time out in the neighborhood when you're not in your beautiful loft?
We do. We go to, you know, a lot of the restaurants for dinner. But most of the time, you know, we're inside.
Now, you were telling me you've lived here for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
And I know for a long time when I moved to Washington State, I would say, how long have you lived here? And there were just a lot of new arrivals. And when you talk to other people in your neighborhood, are a lot of them new arrivals like yourself?
Yeah, I think so. There's quite a few that have been around for a really long time, have a really long investment in the neighborhood. But the majority of people that are on our residence council, for example, are probably within the recent 5 to 8 years kind of category and even newer.
So if you talk to someone in the neighborhood, what's the first topic that comes up? If you meet someone in the neighborhood, someone new, what's the first thing you start talking about with them?
Are they also a part of the neighborhood?
Yes.
Or are they
yes.
Outside?
Well, I'll ask the other question after that.
Best places to go for food, I guess.
A lot of choices here.
There are a lot, and more every day.
Okay, and then you meet someone who doesn't live in Pioneer Square, lives maybe not even in Seattle, and you say, I live in Pioneer Square, and what kind of reaction do you get?
Really?
Really?
Yeah, they're usually surprised that it's a place that we live. I don't know that people really identify this as a place with a lot of residents. And for the people who live here, it's thriving. And there's still a lot of people that think it's unsafe. And especially when they see me with my daughter, that we choose to live in the neighborhood. So there's kind of a perception problem.
Well, when I walk around, it seems like a neighborhood for adults. Are there many amenities for children here?
No.
You've got a very young child,
no,
right?
No. Yeah. And as she's getting older and we're going out to look for parks, we don't have a lot of places in this neighborhood. We walk to Chinatown or the waterfront, but we definitely have to go outside the square.
Well, you're very close to town at City Hall. Do you find that city officials pay attention to what the concerns are here?
I think that they are definitely paying attention. We have a really strong group, both within residents and the Alliance, that work really hard. But I still think that the city could do more.
And what specific things do you think the city could do more of in Pioneer Square?
Probably the things that are most talked about for this neighborhood, and it's public safety and, you know, enforcing things for public urination. Or smoking in our parks, smoking marijuana. A lot of those things aren't enforced.
So as someone who lives here, you see a lot of violations that are not being taken care of?
Constantly.
And police see it and don't do anything?
Well, I think that it's not their problem. Not that their problem. They could do something about it, but then there's no further steps after that. Those people aren't prosecuted. So for them, it's kind of a futile process that they're going through. We used to call the police all the time when we first moved here, and we were kind of, you know, desensitized to it.
Did you talk to police about it? Do you talk to the police officers and just say, what's going on here? Why aren't you doing this then?
Yeah, and I feel like they experience our same frustration as the residents, that they try to do things, and it's kind of just plugging, you know, putting their finger in a hole. And it's a constant problem. They arrest a bunch of people, and then more ones kind of show up. So it's not something that is a long-term solution.
And there's kind of a controversy going on here because some are wondering, well, is the city attorney doing everything he should be doing in prosecuting some of these low-level crimes?
And I think that's definitely up for debate. I think more should be done there because then what are the police doing? It feels futile on their part if there's no action being taken on the other side.
So some low-level crime is an issue here. Also, you're by these two giant sports stadiums, and when I come down here, this neighborhood is flooded with people. It's mm-hmm. it's really kind of mobbed. When it's a game day, particularly if it's the Sounders, do you have to just, like, turn off or leave the neighborhood or something?
No, I mean, it can be a fantastic environment when that's happening. But some of the bad behavior is something that shouldn't be tolerated, but for some reason it is in Pioneer Square. You know, excessive tailgating and messes, and you should hear some of the residents talk about the bodily waste that they have to clean out of their entryway in the morning. And we have been working with the stadiums. It's getting better, but it's still something that could be a better collaboration between the two.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that coming from the stadiums, because a lot of people might say that, oh, if I'm in Pioneer Square and there's issues like that, that has to be the homeless people. But you're finding it's the well-heeled sports fans as well.
Absolutely. They, if not more, causing really? Problems.
Well, there's a lot more of them, that's for sure.
Yes.
We've got 2,100 residents here now. That's not a lot of residents, but they're building these giant apartment buildings down in the north parking lot of where the King Dome used to be. Do you think you're going to have more heft in this neighborhood as more people move here?
Absolutely. I think that it is hands down the best thing that is going to happen in this neighborhood.
And how about some of the prominent residents? You've got former Mayor Charlie Royer, who lives here. Are there other prominent Pioneer Square residents who are stepping up for the neighborhood?
Yeah, I think so. We have a lot of people. And the best thing about our residents council is they're made up a lot of residents and local business owners, you know, that run PR firms and are really well connected. And I think that that's really been a big benefit to the neighborhood the past couple of years.
You mentioned you had a one-year-old, and it's pretty easy to contain a one-year-old, but they get to be two, three, four. They want to go out. They want to do things. Mm-hmm. Is that going to make you kind of second and guess your commitment to the neighborhood if there aren't more amenities here?
Well, we definitely are pushing for more amenities. I think downtown in Seattle in general needs to become more family friendly. And in Pioneer Square, you know, I used to go more to Occidental Park, and I don't anymore. You know, it makes me feel more nervous. And I think that there's a lot of work that can be done in that park to make it better and to make it more family-friendly, because this is a great neighborhood for families, and we'd love to be here for the long term.
If you just joined us, I'm speaking from the Washington Shoe Building in Pioneer Square. It's a live remote for the record, and I'm speaking with Jen Kelly, who writes about it for thenewpioneersquare.com, which is her blog. She recently wrote an article, The Pros and Cons of the Neighborhood. And one of the things you focused on that's one of the biggest cons is the drug dealing. You see that happening?
Constantly.
Mm. What could you assess what kind of drug dealing it is?
We've been trained, I guess, by the police have come to our residence council and talked about what types of things we see. And, you know, there's crack and there's marijuana, which I know is, you know, another debate.
Yeah.
But you can see kind of everything on our corner.
Hey, thanks so much for telling us about your neighborhood, Jen. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.